Please welcome Jack Whitehall is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
He must be thinking he's walking in some kind of weird, kinky little den with Greg James on the table. Sit down, Jack. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Nice to see you. On.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you for being on the world record.
Well, what
this is history right here. Hello, nice to meet you.
History, mate. That's Dave. I'm Chris.
I met Dave before, actually.
Where?
My friend spilled a pint on you in a pub.
Really?
And then he kept referring to you as Wet Dave.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't fully remember that.
I should have said hello. I didn't really meet you.
We'll have to talk off the air.
Threw a pint at you and then ran away.
Okay.
You threw the pint?
Well, I didn't throw it. It was like sort of knocked.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it on purpose?
No, it was a while ago. Oh,
okay.
Oh. In what area of Britain?
West London. West London pub.
Are you sure it was Dave?
It might have not been Dave now.
I mean, was this
someone that looked like Dave that we spilled a pint on and then decided that it was you?
This is a good story. Are you using this in the new routine?
Yeah.
Right. It's good. Tested it yet?
Yeah, I do it about mistaken identity.
Right. Okay. All right, well, look, you're in at a good time because we're about to put Greg on the table of pain. So, basically, Big Steve knows where to put his elbows to dig in and make Greg go, oh! Like that.
Is it a bad time to say that because I've had quite a few protein shakes recently, I'm a bit windy?
No, that's fine.
Steve, look out. That's all I'm saying up there.
Well, I've got to be a bit careful because you are my boss as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not really, though.
Okay, now what Steve will do is just have a little feel around and see if there's any weak spots on Greg's bottom.
Is it beneficial, the stuff that he's doing? Is it actually a nice thing?
No, I think it is, isn't it, Steve?
It's equivalent of playing. It's like when Les Dawson used to play the piano badly. You've got to be really good at it to be bad at it.
Yeah.
So he's very good at what he does.
Okay.
So he's equally very good at going, okay, I know this will hurt, so if I just give it that a little tickle, Greg will go, like that. So
at the moment, you're just prodding my bum.
But he has the capability to do it like in a nice
way. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's choosing to do it in a nasty way.
Well, if you're interested, maybe you two can swap cards later. But let's not get into that now. But whenever you want, Jack. So... Greg, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to ask you as many questions as we can in the next 40 minutes. Here we go.
40 minutes.
Yes, are you ready, Greg?
Yes.
All right. Steve, you ready? Put your hands in front of you if you want. And relax.
Yeah, and relax.
Just
hold my hand, Jack.
You going to hold his hand?
Yeah.
He might rip your hand off, Jack. You ready?
This is like
here
what
we
do
go.
When you're giving birth.
How would you
Greg, know? Your time starts now. Greg, what's your date of birth?
17/12/85.
What?
85.
Right. How old are you?
25. 25.
Okay. What's your first name?
Greg.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Greg.
Greg. Okay. What city do you live in?
London.
Right. What radio station do you currently work for?
What?
Really? Well, listen, if you're tensing, it only makes it worse if you tense, Greg. You should relax.
Okay.
Greg, what time does your show start?
1 p.m.
And what time does your show finish?
4.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock?
4 p.m.
4?
He said. Yeah.
Right. Did you hear that, Jack?
Yeah.
He didn't hear it.
Oh, you're holding my hand. You're supposed to be helping me. Like, oh.
What university did you study at?
The University of East Anglia.
Well, what did you study?
Drama.
Okay. Let's take it up a notch.
That nearly went in.
I think we found the notch.
Oh, Steve, that went in.
What is your dad's name?
Alan.
Is what?
Alan.
Alan. Mum's name is?
Rosemary.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes. One.
Brother Juan. Or sister?
One.
Juan.
She's called Juan.
One Spanish brother.
Called Juan. What? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you ready,
God.
Greg? Okay, great. Greg, do me a favour. Oh. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Now breathe out. Breathe in.
Oh my God!
What happened?
That's awful.
What happened?
You know the is it the gullet?
Yeah.
You just press the gullet into the sponge.
Ooh. Well, if I had a pound for every time I've done that on a night out, ladies and gentlemen.
Let the gullet meet the sponge.
Oh.
That is a game show.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was just...
Was anyone taking score? Oh, no, we forgot to take score.
Oh, sorry,
we
do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again. You ready?
No, we're fine.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, Jack.
Greg just told me in the corridor he's getting naked. He's going to get a show.
Yeah. That's for you.
It's for me.
Mainly for you.
It's a special treat for you, Jack.
The massage naked as well.
Yeah. No, the massage with the clothes on, then he's going to get naked.
Okay.
Now, do you want to...
I'm really excited when I heard about
nudity. Do you
want
to join in?
What, with the nudity?
Or the table of pain? Or both?
No, I can't do
it. I'm sure we could...
I'm really weak.
Could we not double the donations if Jack got naked as well? No?
I could just get out like a thigh or something.
A chicken
thigh? He has a zip, but he just goes, zip, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, do you know, this is all about you, Greg, you know? We don't want to share any of your life.
Yeah, water it down in any way. Yeah. People have paid good money to see your body.
So what is it?
Have you done nude work before?
I've never been a life model before, no.
So hang on, Solvig.
Is there a new total? Because...
No.
It was a minute.
Not yet.
Okay.
Just... Seriously, call your jets.
Well, I'm just saying, if I'm going to get naked, it might as well be for 5 minutes.
We're going to see. We'll have a total after the news, right?
Right.
Okay, and the news is next. So we're going to play record, then we're going to have the news and the total, and then we're going to have a chat with Jack.
Cool.
And then we'll...
Then the nakedness.
And then the nakedness. Yeah, you're very keen for the nakedness, I'm seeing.
Too keen for this, Jack. Too keen.
Just like the idea of it.
Okay, really? If you want, we don't...
It's for charity. It's good nakedness rather than bad nakedness.
Yeah, we don't need to interview you. You can just sit down, have a cup of tea
naked.
And watch Greg get naked.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, no interview it is then. Jack Whitehall is here, and we were going to have a chat with him, find out what he's up to, all that kind of stuff. We're not going to bother now. He's just going to sit down on the sofa, have a brew, and then watch Greg get naked.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he'll just go, watch Comic Relief at the end.
Yeah.
When are you on Comic Relief? When are you on?
Tomorrow.
What time?
Actually, no, I'm not on tomorrow. It's a lie. It's been pre-recorded. Oh, but I don't know whether I meant to say that it's a lie. I mean, I'm on live tomorrow.
What time?
Late. 1 o'clock.
But he doesn't know, because it will be live.
How lazy is that? That we had to pre-record that show, because they're like, oh, we're a bit worried that if Jack was doing a show at 1 o'clock, it'd be a bit late and he'd get a little bit tired. And you having to do all of this.
I was going to say, welcome
to our
world.
So it's double standards from Comic Relief, really.
I don't want to get involved in your squabbles.
Well, the great thing is, though,
is it you and Kevin?
Yeah, me and Kevin.
There you are.
Yeah.
So is it the 1 till 2, the awkward 1 till 2, your favourite moments of Comic Relief or comedy shows from years gone by? Give us some money for Comic Relief.
Yeah, that's okay, that one. The final push.
They always pre-record that, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
the fine. Most important bit, they told us.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
That's what they said to us for every hour and bit.
Yeah.
I think they're just lying to people. All right, well, we'll do the news when the news jingle machine fixes itself, and then we'll come back, and I think we're going to have a total to find out exactly how long Greg has to be naked for. That's why I came to work yesterday. Oh, by the way, Dave... We've done 33 hours.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Yes, Jack. 33.
Amazing.
33.
Hooray for us.
We've been at it for 33 hours.
Yeah. You're very brave.
Well, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. They look good on it, though, don't they?
Yeah.
They look great.
You look really good after 33. I would suggest that you don't sleep in the future, because I think you look nice after 33 hours.
Thank you. Some people
look a mess.
Thank you
very
much.
You look very handsome.
I am.
I'd like you to get naked for Comic Relief as well.
Well, sadly, we haven't raised enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd text him for it.
Well, I said a million.
That's not enough.
If I said £1 million...
We're not discussing this. It's not...
Million!
You just hurt me with a man with his elbow at my bottom. It's enough. Seriously, thank you. Right. A total coming up. Meanwhile, let's get the news from Tulip. It's 3:32.
There are still fears of radiation spreading in Japan.
Jack Whitehall has joined us.
Hey.
Hello, Jack.
Hey.
Hey.
How are
everyone?
You? Do you not like the headphones?
I'm scared of listening to them because... I don't know whether to put them on or not.
Well, put them on.
Them on. You'll
see how they
you
feel.
You know what you're doing.
How does
wearing
that,
them.
How does that
That's
feel?
That's good. That's really nice.
Nice. Jack's very posh, isn't he?
Me? No, yeah. I'm going to go meet Tim Westwood after this.
Really?
Not like I'm a competition winner. I'm actually on his show. But I'm going to try and get him to sort of ghetto me up a little bit. It's going to be hard.
To ghetto you up?
Yeah.
Well.
It'll be a little bit like a sort of... like hip hop version of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
If you want, Dave can give you some like cool things to say and get you with the right vernacular.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Like, Westman will really respect as well.
Really?
He's big on respect.
Yeah, that would be good. Because I don't want to disrespect him.
Absolutely.
You do not. If do something that. Is really good musically, just say Shabba.
Shabba?
Yeah, Shabba.
I'm going to write these down.
I do.
Shabba.
So you just kind of say, you don't have to say this record is Shabba. Just kind of go, Shabba.
Annie Lennox is Shabba.
Shabba.
Don't say Annie Lennox. MC Hammer or Vanilla Ice.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer is Shabba.
Yeah. MC Hammer is Shabba. Yeah.
Whatever he says, just agree with him and nod your head and say word.
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 What about word up? I've heard this.
Word up is
word up, obviously. Yeah. And don't forget word down, as many word people down. Do.
And also you could
people
sort of
forget that one.
You can kind of bogle in.
Bogle.
You can do some bogling on the way in.
That's where you chase after dogs. And that's bugling.
No. Right. Have you just done a bugling gag on Radio 1?
A bugle pun.
It's never happened in over 40 years.
That is a world record in itself.
I'm telling you, it is.
This is history in the
making. And don't forget Cowabunga. Don't forget that one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if something...
Cowabunga?
Yeah. Cowabunga.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's back.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. If you think something is really, really... Like, okay, you go in there... And Tim has got the most amazing jacket on, or the most amazing jeans. You just go, whoa, cowabunga, dude.
Yeah. I think it'll add the dude bit at the end as a little flourish.
Don't forget Kaboom.
Oh, yeah, Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Kaboom's good.
Kaboom, wasab.
Kaboom.
And wagwan.
Do you do that with a hand gesture as well, like a kaboom and then like that?
Yeah.
No, just the first bit.
Just the first bit.
Or well, yeah, you can also say...
So just a really limp wrist.
That's a slam dunk.
Kaboom!
Kaboom.
Or you can say kabaddi as well.
Kabaddi.
Yeah, just go kabaddi, kabaddi, kabaddi.
So many words.
Yeah. All right. Oh, Dave did a good one last night on Mr. Jam show, which was Don't Have a Cow.
Man. Don't Have a Cow.
So don't have a cow, man.
Yeah.
So you go with Owen Weston. He will so respect you. Yeah.
He will respect me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shabba's the main one, though.
Really? Anyway, more importantly,
because I really want a crew, because I don't have a crew. I've been looking for a crew for ages. Some boys to sort of run with in the hood. And there's no boys to run with in
the
hood.
We could go with you today if you want.
What? To be
like
my...
To Westwood,
Yeah, that would be amazing.
We could, like, hoop and holler at you.
Because I feel like a lone ranger of the streets, and what I really need is just a crew to support me.
Right.
So that I can be part of something for once in my life.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
I'm very misunderstood.
And also, you're going to stay and watch Greg get naked?
Definitely.
Okay, good. I like that. Right, it is 3:39 on Radio 1's longest ever show ever.
You ready?
I'm ready. Sing.
Seems like everybody's got a price.
Vaccines on Radio 1, and before that was Jessie J with Price Tag on BBC Radio 1. It's 4:15, Scott Mills here at 4 o'clock. In the meantime, it's me and Greg.
All right.
And Dave.
Hello.
And the very, 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 very well-spoken Jack Whitehall.
Cowabunga. Learning quick.
Yo, baby. He's going to love that. And yo, baby as well.
Yo, baby.
Yo, baby. He will love that, won't he, Westwood? He really will.
I think me and him are going to get on famously.
I think you two are going to end up swapping digits.
Yeah.
That's like numbers. Mobile numbers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought that was something.
Westwood is actually quite... he's not exactly as is on air. I've seen him once... In Waitrose.
Yeah.
And also the other time he was eating a salad.
He likes Waitrose, doesn't he?
And he quite likes sushi.
Yeah.
So I think you're bond.
You're shattering
sushi.
Really.
Yeah.
Can't eat sushi.
All right, what are we going to do now, Greg?
The 10-minute takeover.
Come on!
The 10-minute takeover.
Okay, so every day at this time on my show.
Everybody! Come on, Jack. The sweetest thing. The sweetest thing. Because they're Irish, Jack.
And it's St. Patrick's Day.
Everyone's favourite Irish tax dodger, Bonner.
No, he can't say that. He's saving the world.
He's saving the world. Not enough.
Can't mess with Bono.
No, I can't. No, he's a dangerous man.
Crazy, because.
Throw a crazy hat at me.
He's not a tax dodger. You can't say that. You can't say
he
that.
He definitely
is. It was a joke. It was you being silly for a comedy effect.
Yes. You're saying something funny for money, aren't you?
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
It's for a good cause.
It'd be for money if he sues you. Right. So. Sorry, Bonner. So. It's time to find out what the total so far raised by us, well, really raised by you, because you're the ones doing it, Let's find out how much money we have raised. Now, we did say if it was over 620,000, Greg would get naked for a minute. Mm-hmm. If it's over 650, naked for 3 minutes.
So it is over 650 already, isn't it?
And if it was over £700,000, naked for 5 minutes, naked in the studio.
If it's not, I'll top it up out of my own personal.
That's very
account.
Nice of you. Wow. That's very generous of you. Yeah. Mm. And so looking at him, he probably could.
The yes. last.
Listening to him, he could. Yeah. Looking at him, probably yeah. not.
Jack will put his hand in his pocket.
It's all a trust. Right. It's a trust fund, but I'm willing to spend it on.
That's very nice. Do you want to find out, Greg?
What was the last update?
641. So you definitely have to be naked
for okay. a bit.
So let's find out. Someone's phone's going mad, yeah. by the way. Stick it in your pocket.
It's probably Jerry. That guy, Greg.
It probably is.
Is that the one with
Greg?
Yeah.
The total is 661,428.
Wow.
Which means you have to be naked for 3 minutes for comic relief.
Okay.
Can I help him?
Can you help him?
No.
He'll be all right. No, yeah, no, no. Honestly,
you need a dresser.
No, Jack, I know. It's fine. Jack, you sit down.
I was thinking there has to be someone to hold the sheet. So someone
right.
will be seeing my bits.
Jack, give us a job.
The hand's gone up.
All right.
I'm happy for it. Not the hand.
We've picked you. Yeah, so yeah. we're going to play one song. And then after the end of the song, unfortunately for Scott, at the start of Scott Mills' program,
yeah.
there will be a naked Greg James revealed to the world wow. by Jack Whitehall. For comic relief. And if this is not worth a pound to comic relief, I really don't know what it is. Certainly worth the license fee alone, in my opinion. Yeah.
How much is it again? What was it?
£661,000 raised so far.
I mean, I don't even care because that is an amazing amount.
It's phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah. I care because it's a phenomenal amount and you are going to get naked.
What was that voice?
I have no idea. I've been up for almost a day and a half.
That was the getting men naked voice. That was the getting men naked voice.
That was.
I can tell
you
that.
Know that
I can
voice.
Tell that tone of
you
miles.
Know that voice.
I've fallen for that trick a lot. Jack is for charity.
How
take
we met.
Clothes off. And then... star,
right, you ready, Greg?
No.
End Dubs, Morning Star on Radio 1. Jack, thanks for popping in.
Yeah, thanks very much.
It's a,
really
an amazing
nice.
In-depth interview that we did.
Yeah,
I now know Zo.
It's like Parkinson.
I know more about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've opened me up.
And you're... No, I wouldn't do that.
That's weird.
That'd be a bit gross.
Yeah.
Right. So we've raised lots of money for Comet Relief. Well, you have been generous enough to give us the money for Comet Relief. Greg James said he would go naked. It's time to reveal a, first of all, semi and then fully naked Greg James.
I wouldn't use the phrase semi.
No, I know. I certainly thought it's not the right word, is it? Right, let's bring him in. Is he coming in?
Where is he?
He's coming now. Is he ready?
He's not ready yet.
He's not ready yet.
Oh, he's not ready.
Right, brilliant.
I know.
Can I just say, the last few hours have gone so unsmoothly.
I know.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But luckily, I'm so tired, I don't care.
We're the ones that are supposed to be shambolic.
I'm now padding for a naked man to walk into the studio. And honest, all I want to do is go to bed. Not with him, not my own.
Have you noticed that my voice is going as well?
Yeah, but it makes it kind of sexy.
I think
do you think?
Do you want to go and help him, Jack?
I'll give you two a little hug.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Oh, Jack, look, perfect timing, Jack, because look, here comes Greg James.
Here comes the main event.
So, now, you'll be pleased to know, Greg, that we have the naked clock. That's the naked
clock.
So if you sit yourself down in the naked chair, and then we're going to put
I've got a problem.
What?
Well, don't worry about that. We won't judge you.
Now, I've played quite a bit of cricket in the past, and a box goes on the front, goes on the dangly bits, and then kind of goes under.
Yeah. Right.
But the red nose that you put on a car doesn't have the under bit.
Right.
Do you want to borrow another one?
I think Greg is flashing himself.
Yeah, go on then. You can. Right, so,
just mind the sticky tape.
We can actually provide you with an additional cone.
This is awful.
Do you want me to just cup it?
Oh, God.
Did you just.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. I just.
Can I just say, Chris?
Yeah.
That the one that doesn't speak has just seen something he never thought he would see.
And did he speak?
He had.
Oh, holy.
He had to tie up my.
Oh, Greg, bless you.
Hang on. Wait.
Greg, hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Should we just say for anyone that's what it's quite cold in this studio as well, so don't judge Greg if you're watching on the live stream.
Goodness.
This is hell. Why am I doing this?
Okay, so we're going to drop...
How much?
Oh! I love how you had a little look there, Greg.
Can we use the mouse, Matt? Hang on.
Just use the mouse.
Oh, no! Oh, hang on. Because if I sit on the thing, then the... Oh! Did you just see that?
No!
Oh, don't look!
Oh,
Jack,
my God!
Look.
Oh, my God! Oh, Greg, I can tell what... Greg, I can tell what religion you are!
You would have thought you might tidy up if you knew that this was happening.
I don't get what...
Right, are you ready? Are you ready? Because we got to get a move on. God. Scott Mills is hiding. He's not coming into the studio until this is all...
I don't blame him.
He's going to have to sit on that seat.
Are you comfortable? Yeah. Are you ready?
How much did we raise?
£661,000. That's our total. All right?
Is it okay to have the... This is a clincher.
Yeah.
Literally.
I bet it is.
Well, yeah, because I have to have the red nose that's on a car and also the mouse mat underneath.
Fine, because yeah. Okay, as soon as you drop...
I've got undercarriage issues here. Yeah.
Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1... Drop that, and let's start the naked clock now, please.
Can you not also, you're making quite dead eye contact with me. It's a bit...
Well, stop looking at me then!
Well, I can't help it.
Look away, Jack!
My There's God. A naked man next to me. My it's hard God. Not to.
Look away.
Can I just do something?
Yeah, of course.
I have to do this for the viewers.
No.
You gave us money. Just trust me.
No! What are you doing? What are you... What? No.
If anyone gives me a pound, you can have a closer look.
So, there is BBC Radio 1's Greg James.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
My...
Just wow. Turn that screen away!
Oh, my God! There is 2 minutes and 20 seconds left of the nakedness of Greg James.
Do you remember what this did to Keith Chegwin's career?
Oh, my God!
It really took off after Naked Jungle.
Wow.
I think this could be your Naked Jungle moment.
You can see this, by the way, by pressing the red button on any BBC channels currently, or you can see it live at BBC Online.
Greg,
yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
Are you ticklish? By the way, that's a very dangerous angle to have there. Yeah. Just cut to that angle again.
Whoa, what's that angle? What is that angle? Excuse me.
Oh, excuse me indeed.
That's what's known in the paparazzi trade as the upskirt, I believe.
Just think, Greg, just think the following. Anne Robinson, and you'll be fine.
Do not worry. There is no way that is happening
Greg
right
quite
now.
I think Greg would quite like a woman like
Anne Robinson. Brilliant. One of the big bosses has just come down to have a look.
Oh, no, that's only Tarrant. You'll be fine. That's all right. Who is it? A, cold. So,
B, chilly.
All right, you have 1:25 left on this. This is a treat for everybody.
It's for a really good cause.
Text in.
Can you just give me the number again?
Don't show me.
How much was the figure?
£661,428.
I think you'd agree.
Oh, my God.
I can't
look at it.
BBC.co.uk/Radio 1 for the last minute of this.
Oh, my God. I can't look at it.
Do you go to the gym?
A bit.
I can tell. Like, you're very well defined.
This is so
like
weird.
There's 1 minute left.
An Adonis.
Okay?
Like a Greek Adonis. Holding
you're like
a mouse map.
You're like an Adonis kebab.
By the way,
please, that'd be time up now.
Many people are texting in. That has just made my day. That's brilliant. That's lovely. Can we get another shot of Greg, please? Don't show me. There's 35 seconds left. I'm very tempted to do something, and I don't know if I should do it.
What is it?
Oh, look at that angle. What's that? Where's that camera now? Where is that?
I might film some of this on my camera phone.
Yeah, you can.
Well.
Feel free, by the way. You paid for it,
yeah.
Okay? I'm going to try something. Greg.
Yeah. How good are you at catch?
Are you good at catching stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? All right, there's 15 seconds left.
The banana as well.
Sure, why not?
So, two. Yeah.
All right, two three, two, one,
catch.
Oh, my God, it's like a draft excluder.
Awful.
All right, thank you very much. Well done, Greg James.
Well done, Greg.
You may now put your clothes back on.
No, we've donated them to charity.
Oh, no!
Previously on BBC Radio 1's longest...